Tali Lee parked her Mercedes in front of the house that was the shining star on a rundown street. She lifted the baked ham from her trunk and made sure the card that read, "With sympathy, Bragg and Lee, attorneys at law," was firmly attached to the aluminum foil. For the life of her, Tali could not understand what good a ham was going to do. She'd wanted to bring a gallon of martinis, but her cousin's wife, Missy Bragg, had said that would be in bad taste. The deceased, Eula Lawson, had been the biggest teetotaler to ever live and die in Merritt, Alabama. Everybody knew that. Well, everybody seemed to always know a lot of things that Tali didn't. Eula's Marigolds hadn't gotten the news that it was October. They framed the neat little shingled house as if they had the most important job in the world. The front door was standing open, so Tali balanced the ham on her hip and let herself in the screen door. The tiny living room was choking with people. "Right through here, honey." A plump woman wearing an apron, who was obviously in charge of people bearing food, led her down a short hallway to a neat utilitarian kitchen. "Now, do we need to put your name on your plate so we can get it back to you?" She took the ham, but Tali couldn't imagine where she was going to put it. The counters and table were already filled with cakes, pies, deviled eggs, and casseroles. "No, it's in a disposable pan." There were a half dozen matronly women milling around, some who had clearly been crying. "That's so thoughtful. Could we offer you some coffee or some iced tea?" The woman set the ham on the stovetop beside a platter of fried chicken. "No, thank you," Tali answered. "I am so sorry about Miss Eula. Was she related to you?" "Only by love," the ringleader said, wiping her eyes with the edge of an apron. "She was in our mission group at Wesley Methodist." "Well, I am sorry." What was she supposed to do now? If only Missy had come with her, or Harris. They always knew what to do. But Harris was in court, and Missy had to take 3-year-old Beau to the doctor. One of the other women seemed to sense her discomfort and stepped forward.
"You're Tali Lee, aren't you? The lawyer that Kirby works for?"
"Yes. Kirby started working for my cousin Harris and me last summer. He was smart and good at his job, though lately he was only able to come in for an hour a day during his free period at school. She would be glad when football season was over."
"He's in the living room if you'd like to speak to him."
Yes, that was the thing to do, speak to Kirby. After all, he was the reason she was here. As she exited the kitchen, Tali heard one of the women say,
"What is that boy going to do now that his grandmother is gone?"
Good question, but not hers to answer. Kirby's parents had been killed when he was 2, and he had gone to live with his grandparents. Miss Eula's husband had died a few years later, and it had been just her and Kirby ever since. A wailing woman wearing an orange sweater 2 sizes too small dominated the sofa, and really the whole living room. This must be the daughter from Ohio, Kirby's aunt, and maybe new guardian. A bored-looking man dressed in a tank top and jeans sat to her right, drinking a beer. That would be her husband. The Methodist minister, Dr. James Carlisle, sat to the woman's left, offering comfort. Tali had written Dr. Carlisle's will last year after he had a heart scare that turned out to be indigestion, which proved that tamales could be good for business. He met Tali's eye and inclined his head toward the back of the room. She looked over the sea of mostly gray heads and saw the shaggy, dark-haired one she was looking for. Kirby Lawson stood against the wall next to a console television, perfectly erect and perfectly alone. He wore pressed khakis, a blue Oxford cloth shirt, and navy blue tie. At 17, he was poised beyond his years. Poise was a byproduct of grief, she supposed. "Kirby," she said quietly. He swung his red-rimmed eyes, which were the color of faded denim, to meet hers. They were wild with fear and grief. Eula had died unexpectedly while making a cake, and Kirby had found her when he'd come home from football practice yesterday.
"Oh, Miss Tali. Hello. I won't be able to come to work tomorrow. I hate to let you down, but the funeral..."
Tali laid her hand on his arm.
"Oh, honey, of course not. And don't you even think about coming today, either.